Another guy has made a bit of a comeback and he's flying at the moment. It's Billy Owen. Morning, Billy.
Good morning, Cookie. How are you?
Mate, I'm terrific. And, hey, congratulations. This comeback, you had a bit of a rest there for a while when you were dating single gays. You're looking after her. But, by gee, it's been terrific now, hasn't it?
Yeah, look, that was a good few years we had with her. We had a lot of fun with her. And all good things have to come to an end, I guess. And, since she sort of finished and I've got back in the saddle, everything's sort of gone pretty well.
Now, you rode for a while. You were around about the 53.5 then. You're riding 2 kilos heavier at 55.5 now. And it seems like that's been a really good thing for you, just that couple of extra kegs on board.
Yeah, it has. You know, that was sort of 6-7 years ago and when I first started. And now, sort of, I've had that bit of time off and rode at the picnic for a while. And to be honest, I struggled with my weight sometimes at the picnic. So, to get that down to sort of 55.5 and ride that comfortably, you know, and feel that I can ride strongly and ride well enough at that weight, it's good.
Billy, what's been the turning point? What's been the key factor that's allowed you to get that weight down to the 55 and ride at 55.5?
Yeah, look, it took a fair bit of work, to be honest. But I think just over the last few months, I've been quite busy and my boss Nick, he's been great. You know, he doesn't sort of work me into the ground. You know, he allows me to sort of keep on top of my weight, my own sort of way. You know, and that's a big thing. So I think race riding actually is probably the best thing for your weight. And lately, I've been doing a fair bit of it, so it's been good.
It's one of those things, once you got to the weight, has it been easier to maintain it at that weight rather than the actual effort of getting to it?
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's probably the biggest thing, is just getting it down and then you can sort of work your body out and you know, just sort of go along with it and have a bit of a routine, you know. And as long as you sort of keep out there on the track and you're not getting suspended too often or going away too often or anything like that, it sort of makes it a little bit easier to manage, yeah.
Now, you're a busy man today. You've got a good book of rides at Canberra. What's the pick of yours at Canberra today?
I got six there now. I actually picked one up for the boss late. But I quite liked my horse in the last race. On the outside barrier, but
Sugar Pine.
Yeah, that's probably my pick of them. But it's just one of those days where there's a few tricky little races, and just sort of need that little bit of luck, like you always do.
All right, now is Mitch Beer taking Gwyneth to Canterbury tonight, or going to go to Rose Hill tomorrow?
No, by the looks of his Twitter page, he's on the way to Sydney for Canterbury tonight.
For Canterbury tonight, and you're on board there.
Yeah, she. I haven't spoken to Mitch, but she looks quite a one-dimensional sort of mare, and likes to get out and get rolling out in front, and you know, around Canterbury, hopefully with the 3 kilos off. Hopefully she'll take some running down.
Now, tomorrow you got nice rides. John O'Shea's put you on Dawn Raid. Peter and Paul Snowden are putting you on Suspense. John Thompson's got now. Let's Party, Marty. Good book.
Yeah. Look, John's already sat his horse is actually going to run in Dawn Raid race now. So, Dawn Raid, he produced me as my first city winner the other night at Canterbury. So that was great. He's in super form and drawing the one alley, and you know, he should have every hope again. And Peter and Paul, they've put me on Suspense. He's sort of probably a little bit out of form, but I have noticed they've tinkered around with his gear a little bit. So I'm sure he'll be looking for an improved run.
All right. Well, Billy, congratulations. It's a terrific effort to do what you've done. You've got the weight down, as you said, battling to get it down to ride at the picnics. And all of a sudden, here you are, you're riding at 55.5 and winning in town.
Yeah, no, it's been great. You know, there's been a lot of good support and a lot of people that are probably need to thank that have helped along the way and whatnot. But we'll deal with that sort of later on. And everything's going good at the moment.
Terrific. Good on you, Billy. Good luck over the weekend. You got a busy weekend.
Yeah, thanks very much. Thanks for having me on.